Tom and Laura, I hope you're enjoying the weather. It's nice and cool out there. Yeah? What are you making that big face for?
Well, because I've been saying color me red, and it's color me rad.
Well, I knew that.
You told me color me red.
I said rad. Rad. I thought you said color me red earlier, and I'm like going,
yeah,
are you
serious?
Yeah,
I've been saying it all morning. So can you color somebody red at the color me rad?
There are lots of colors you can see on this flyer.
We have Haley Assiter in from the Ronald McDonald House.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me this morning.
You bet. Tell us about what's coming up for you guys.
Yeah, we have a fundraiser coming up called Color Me Rad. And Color Me Rad is actually an organization that's partnering with us. And we are the charity that will benefit from this run. It's a 5K fun run and walk. So you don't have to be a runner. I'm definitely not a runner, but I definitely am going to participate.
She's a runner.
We can walk, though, can't we?
Yes, and I participated in the last one that was here, and most people did walk. It's just a fun event to get people out with their kids and coworkers, and it's just a really great event, and you get cornstarch thrown all over you.
Yeah. It's like now, run.
Here's the way this thing works as far as the fundraiser goes. Like you said, this is a third-party thing. So if you get online and you just Google or you Bing or whatever you do, Bing, and you type in Color Me Rad, you're going to find this. It's going to be Color Me Rad, and it's October the 19th. Now, there it may not say anything about Ronald McDonald House. It's just going to promote the run. Now this is how this works. If you're going to register for this thing, you use the promo code RMHC25. We've been talking about the promo code all morning.
Which that is Ronald McDonald House
25.
C.
RMHC.
Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Charities.
Yes.
RMHC25.
Okay.
If you put that in, then Ronald McDonald House gets 15% of the entry fees.
Our local one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
It's kind of a commission thing. You know? Now.
And don't forget, you get a 10% discount, so you still benefit from using the promo code as well.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Good.
Self-serving.
Exactly. We benefit and you benefit. It's a win-win.
Okay. Now, if you want to volunteer for the event, now this is.
The cool part.
Yeah. Can we peel this banana and put it out in public?
Yeah. Let's let everyone know, because we definitely need lots of volunteers for this.
Okay. Tell them how much money Ronald McDonald House, if you volunteer at this event, and you just go out and volunteer to have a whole bunch of fun. And when you volunteer, if you use RMHC25 as the promo code, what does Ronald McDonald House get out of it?
We actually get $75 per volunteer.
Nice.
Yes, so we actually receive $75 per volunteer. We need over 100 volunteers. So if you're interested, please volunteer. We also get 6 super volunteers who are kind of overseeing the volunteers, and they're really out there all day. They don't just have a little shift. But we actually get $100 per super volunteer.
Nice. So if you have 100 volunteers, that's $7,500. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, what do the volunteers have to do?
There's all different things that they can do. They can be color throwers. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't want to throw color on their friends and coworkers as they're running or walking by? I don't know if y'all participated in the last one or not, but man, those volunteers were having fun getting that all over us whenever we were running through. But yeah, that's one of them. The water stations is another one that they would really work. Really just everything throughout the course, we have volunteers lined out and we just need help. So please volunteer.
So how many people do you think are going to be out there? Not working, but running or walking participants.
I don't know. We're expecting a whole bunch, and I don't know the exact numbers yet. Hopefully we'll have, we're not sold out
thousands
yet or anything, but hopefully we'll have thousands like the last one. So
it was crazy. A lot of people got involved in that. It was a lot of fun. I would think that the people that are the throwers, people throwing the color, actually look, they're probably more colored up than the people that are getting thrown on. Just because it's kind of like standing right next to a bomb going off.
Yeah. You know? Yes. No, it's really cool. And as you can see on these flyers and the listeners go to the website, I mean, it just looks like a blast. I mean, look at all the color on here. And everyone's just covered. You are all white. And then by the time you leave, you're just completely covered.
All colored.
Colors, yes.
Well, tell us about what Ronald McDonald Charities or what you guys do in this area, the Lubbock area.
Yeah, well, the funds that we receive through all of our fundraisers, and this is another great opportunity to get involved. actually stay local, and they go to our local Ronald McDonald House, which has 17 rooms. And within that, we can actually sleep up to 95 people. And we are a large house for families to stay at while they have a critically ill or injured child in the hospital. So this is a way for them to stay for free, no charge, and be close to their child. And we offer warm meals, showers. Every room has a shower, restroom, laundry facilities, a nice kitchen. And it's just a really big home with play areas and everything for the kids if there are siblings staying with us as well.
Yeah, it's a huge thing to offer for people who have kids in the hospital who don't live in Lubbock. I mean, that's really difficult when you have a child in the hospital and you need a place to stay.
Yeah, and people are already swallowed up by medical expenses.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the peripheral costs that come with that. So Ronald McDonald House does this. It just kind of...
What a great service.
It's a blessing to people.
And you
right?
also have some rooms at the hospitals as well?
Yes, and the really cool thing about that, like you said, the house, you have to live outside of Lubbock County to actually be able to stay in. But the family rooms inside the hospitals are many Ronald McDonald houses, and you could really live next door to the hospital and use those.
Okay.
So we have sleep rooms in those. Covenant Women's and Children's has two sleep rooms, and those are on a nightly basis. And that's the difference between the hospital and the house. The house, you can stay as long as you need to. And the rooms in the hospital are in such high demand that we have to rotate those out every night.
And those are offered for people who also live in Lubbock County?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they can live in Lubbock County or outside of Lubbock County.
Yeah.
Because even if you live in Lubbock, you still don't want to leave your child at the hospital.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be the Color Me Red 5K run coming up. You can go to the website to register.
Yeah, www.colormerad.com. And then you would just find Lubbock, and then you could go on there and register. And don't forget our promo code again, which is RMHC25. And then if you're interested in volunteering, please call or email. You can call the house at 744-8877, or you can actually email me personally, and my email address is Haley, H-A-I-L-Y, at rmhcsouthwest.com. Okay.